Lewis against Rupert. Center circle, Gene Grimshaw fumbles the opening toss, and they'll do it again. The toss, the tap, and the opening touch controlled by Illinois State. The Birds will go on offense first. As we are underway here on a Saturday night in Carbondale, the 168th meeting all time between the Birds and the Salukis. Kinzinger, foul line, stops on the dribble. SIU opens up man-to-man defensively. Here's Foster, spinning toward the baseline, now comes back, wheels into the lane, back toward the baseline, works underneath on Rupert, left-handed half, hook doesn't go, and the rebound tapped out to A.J. Ferguson of SIU. Quickly into the forecourt comes Brown. Brown to the right they go, Xavier Johnson, the top assist and score in the Missouri Valley Conference. 24 points per game to go along with an average of 6 dimes per contest. He has it out high, 12 to shoot, works right. Kicks it left corner. Three ball out of the hands of D'Amico. Nothing but net for Troy D'Amico. The Chicago native has his 32nd three ball of the campaign. And SIU opens the scoring. They take a 3-0 lead. A minute gone by. Birds left to right in this first half. Foul line extended left as Foster puts the ball on the deck. Gets into the paint. Up against Rupert with the left hand off the window and in. Good draw by Foster into the lane up against Clarence Rupert, who he had backpedaling in defense, and it's 3-2, SIU, a one-point lead. SIU plays catch on the weave out front. Rupert, top of the key, looks left, plays it away, Ferguson. Ferguson kills the dribble, now to D'Amico out high with 10 to shoot between the circles, two hands a pass right side to Brown. Brown matched up with Kinzinger, left side, a long three out of the hands of D'Amico. Well off the mark, and the rebound falls into the waiting hands of Kendall Lewis. Kendall sets a screen for Banks, and a whistle and a foul called. And the foul's going to go against Xavier Johnson. That's going to be his first of the night.
Yeah, pretty easy call. He just leveled Lewis. As
Lewis tried to set a screen and free up Delton Banks on the dribbles he brought into the offensive end of the floor. So Malachi Poindextra play it in far sideline. 3-2 SIU by one. We played a minute 50. Banks works right around a Foster screen to the foul line. Now retreats on the dribble above the circle. Kinzinger, lob feed caught by Foster. He's left of the lane. Here comes the double. Brings it back out into the corner. Now spins down low on Rupert. Gives it to a streaking Kinzinger. Dumps it off Lewis. And he tried to lay it up and in, but he was fouled by Troy D'Amico, low right. D'Amico's going to pick up his first. Team foul number 2 on SIU here in the opening half.
And the people here thought it should be an offensive foul on Miles Foster. Yeah, I kind of agree with him.
There's a little bit of contact there that Miles unleashed.
Well, I bet he doesn't get the next pass on it. They'll call an offensive foul on him next time. That was tremendous contact, and he got away with it.
So Kendall Lewis to the line. Foul line right for the Birds. 73% on the year. Knocked down 3 of 4 on a Wednesday. And the first one is short. He was just 3 of 8 to the ball game against Bradley. This is the first one here. Kendall coming off his first double-double of the campaign. 15 and 10 on a Wednesday. And he missed both foul shots. Ferguson the rebound for SIU. So the score remains 3-2 Saluki. 17:47 to go in this first half. Here's D'Amico, high on the left, works with Lewis. Now Rupert stands top of the key, dribble handoff Xavier Johnson, hook pass into Rupert, stops at the foul line, goes to work on Foster. Cut off by Foster, lobs it up between the rings to Johnson. 8 to shoot now, Xavier works right. Step back, 3 ball over Poindextra, nothing but net. That ball was contested by Poindextra. Birds did all they could defensively, but Johnson knocked it down with a high arcer.
Yeah, excellent defense. Nice step back jumper.
Here's Dalton Banks in the paint at the other end. 6-2 SIU by 4. Banks curls off a Foster screen. Now feeds Foster right of the key. Couple of power dribbles in the paint. Shovels off over to Lewis, who lays it up and in low left off the window. Great feed by Foster as the double team converged on him in the paint in tight quarters. Lewis has his first two, and the Birds are back with it. A do 6-4 SIU. Ferguson left side, D'Amico. Up fake on a three, Lewis closed on him. Top of the circle now, Rupert. Gives to Xavier Johnson, works right around a Rupert screen, keeps the dribble alive, goes all the way down Broadway, layup good. Nobody stopped the ball, count the basket and the foul. Lewis came over on the help side defense, committed the foul, that's his first. And Xavier Johnson will go to the line, looking to convert the three-point play, foul line left.
And you got to contest him from outside, but boy, once you contest, Johnson just blew around him down the lane, and Lewis came over to help, but a little bit too late.
A little bit too late. It's 8-4 now, the lead for SIU. Xavier Johnson averaging 16 field goal attempts per game and 8 free throw attempts per contest. Rattles home the first. The offense goes through him every trip down. Johnson's got 6, 9-4 SIU, a 5-point lead, 16-26 for the first half. Kinziger around a Foster screen, and there you go.
Yep.
Moving screen, called against Miles Foster. He got the first one, but not the second. Foster picks up his second, team foul number 2 on the Birds.
Those things always seem to balance out. As you would say, water always finds its level. Well, offensive fouls, you just could see that one coming.
Xavier Johnson on the walk into the offensive end, picked up by Poindexter. Gives to Brown. Now out high is Rupert. Rupert stands top of the key. Johnson, low right, Lupert on a give and go, and a whistle. No, they're going to call a goaltend. So they're going to count the basket. So Clarence Rupert gets credit for the basket, his first of the night. And SIU now extends the lead to 7, 11-4.
Yeah, Pence in, Lewis out.
So Kendall Lewis takes the seat. Ty Pence, freshman out of St. Joe's, in for the first time tonight. Birds have it. SIU, 3 for their last 3 from the floor. Pence works top of the key. Right of Foster screen, right side Kinziger. Dribble drive on the right baseline. Pushed off on Brown. Step back, 10-foot jumper right of the key is good. It's a big-time shot off the bounce for Kinziger.
Yeah, now next time down, he'll get called for an offensive foul. But, yeah, he did a nice job creating space.
That was a pretty good forearm shiver by the freshman out of DePere, Wisconsin, 11-6.
I think when you're that small, you might be able to get away with that more than if you were a 6'7", 240-pound forward.
Probably some truth in that. D'Amico, a jump pass left side. Brown triggers a 3 off back iron to miss. Poindexter, the rebound for the Birds. Banks on the gallop. Steers it toward the top of the key. Now penetrates into the paint. Pull-up jumper from 10, and the paint is good. The Birds with back-to-back paint touches down low. Banks has his first two, and just like that, Illinois State's rattled off 4 straight. They're back within 3, 11-8, the SIU lead. Birds 4 for their last 4 now from the field. Johnson, straight on, 3 out front. Left is cast short, and the long carom comes out to Kinziger. Kinziger up the left-hand side, drives on Ferguson, cut off the baseline. Circles back out to Banks. Banks now angles right of the circle, comes back to his left against the defense of Trent Brown. Into the paint is Poindexter, runs it up with the right hand, hit every part of the cylinder, but rolled off, and SIU comes away. Johnson leaves it for Ferguson. Now D'Amico, a lob feed, Johnson caught outside right. He's guarded by Poindexter, hook pass D'Amico, left corner, Brown, catch and shoot 3, no, but a whistle and a foul called against Johnny Kinziger, who closed late, trying to defend the 3 ball in the left corner by Trent Brown. Kinziger picks up the foul, that's his first. Team foul number 3 on Illinois State, and Trent Brown will have 3 free throws to come when we come back. Fans, it's a new season of Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. Timeouts on the floor. 14:26 to go, opening half here in Carbondale on a McDonald's scoreboard. Our count, SIU 11 and the Birds 8. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.